Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke. I'm in the studio this morning with three guests. Thank you, Ellen Frankenstein, Atman Mehta, and Shannon Hoagland for being here this morning.
Hi, Brooke.
And good morning.
Good morning. Great. We can hear you. Okay, good. I just wanted to hear some voices. And we're here to talk about a few things. Well, we're here to talk about films. And I want to start off with turning to Shannon, because we're going to be talking about a 48-hour film festival, which is coming up very soon. It's this week. So maybe, Shannon, you can just tell us a little bit about what this 48-hour film festival is.
Well, the 48-hour film festival is quite a few years old, but it has been dormant for about 6 years. We haven't done one in a while. And it's something that goes on all over the country, and it generally involves you sign up, and at the time the 48 hours starts, you get clues, or prompts as we call them, and you have to use those prompts to make a film in 48 hours. So it's generally for amateur filmmakers, and it gets people into filmmaking, and filmmaking of all sorts, because people like to tell stories, they like to goof around with their friends, they like to create art. So sometimes people shoot them on their phone and edit on their phone, and sometimes people have pretty sophisticated equipment, you know, with boom mics, you know, homemade boom mics and that sort of thing. But we started the signups about a month ago. We started signups about 2 months ago, and people registered to make films within the last month. So you could choose, we did a little differently this year, you could choose your 48-hour time slot.
Oh.
And so now I can reveal the clues.
Okay, great. That's what I was wondering.
Might as well. The Please. Clues now. If you want to turn in a film, that's just fine, but today we would take it today.
Okay.
So we had a prop, a line of dialogue, and a character. So the prop was a baseball cap.
Okay.
The character was someone named Jules Burns, life coach.
Okay.
And the line of dialogue was, and all it took was a Fig Newton.
Okay. And so to succeed at this film, these amateur filmmakers have to get all three of those things in. One of them seems pretty easy, a baseball cap, to some pretty
Yeah, but it's obscure. If you read the rules, the idea is to actually use it.
Okay.
Not to just have someone wear a baseball hat or to have it in the scenery. But you can do whatever you want.
Okay.
If you want to take the contest to the next level, the rules say that you're using them in some sort of meaningful way.
Okay. And in past years, like some of the things that have come up in the past, haven't you had things as extreme as like was it zombies? Have you had?
We did. We had one year we had a list of about, we kind of went crazy on the props. So we had, or references, we had cheeseburgers. There were, I think 20 things that you could use, and you got points for all the ones you could use. And I think a couple years we've done, one year we had Jeff Budd. Like you had to include Jeff Budd in the film.
Wonderful. So this year people can expect to see films with people that they probably know on all variety of equipment, and they can look for these three kind of clues. How many films can people hope to be looking at this point?
Well, thank goodness for Ellen and our friend Ottman, it's running a little short. I think we have 5 entries right now, maybe 6, which I'm kind of surprised at. I'm surprised we had as many as we did.
That seems like a lot to me. How many did you, or like, are these very short films?
2 to 7 minutes. Okay. And I got to give credit to Rob Polson. The only reason we're doing it is Rob Polson comes to town once a year to see his family, and he likes to fit a lot of stuff in. He likes to make movies with his family, and so he really wanted to do it as a community event.
Wonderful.
This year. So he got everything going from the Czech Republic, and he's been putting the films together, so he's kind of at the center. I'm just the Film Society connection.
Well, thank you, Rob Polson, and thank you, Shannon, for putting this on and allowing some professional filmmakers to be a part of this as well. That's what I'm going to turn to Ellen and Ottman. We're going to get a chance to see a documentary that Art Change is working on. Ellen, can you tell us a little bit, not the full documentary, excuse me, an excerpt maybe from it. Ellen, what can we expect to see?
Okay, so we're going from 48 hours to more like 48 weeks plus. The difference between like amateur and maybe if you call this professional is time. So we're making a film over time about the community getting ready and coping with this unprecedented rise in cruise ship tourism. So we're going to show an excerpt. We're filming over a year and we're only doing a little slice, and then we're going to put it in a way together in a way as a final film that you can play, as you say, in Peoria as a kind of this case study. So we're just going to show an excerpt of what we're working on, and we've got a long way to go.
But something that's
and
very...
And then Ottman has a trailer for a film he's also working on.
Okay, great. Well, I want to talk to Ottman about that, but also about...
What were you going to say? Yeah.
Yeah, his research. So this is something, obviously, that probably all Sitkins are very interested in. We're all affected by this. And there's more than just filmmaking happening. I mean, I'm sure probably research is always a part of filmmaking. And Ottman, you've been doing this research aspect to it. Tell us a little bit about what you've been researching, what you've discovered.
Yeah, perhaps I can say in preface that just, you know, like you said, I think a big part of the filmmaking process is research, just to help us frame the film. And I wanted to understand particularly after the mill closed for Sitka in 1993, what role did cruise tourism play in Sitka's economy? And the town as a whole. And I sort of scoured the Sentinel archives, or much of the Sentinel archives, over the past 30 years to try to get a better sense of that. And I think it's worth, I think two things really stand out. One, I think it's worth sort of taking stock of where Sitka stands in its economic position and standing as of now. And the overwhelming challenge seems to be is that the town needs more money to invest in its infrastructure. Much of Sitka's infrastructure, remember, was built in the 80s. Using state money mostly, and some federal money as well. And now, as sort of the bills have begun to accumulate for maintenance and repair and all sorts of things which all of that infrastructure requires, in the mid-2010s, because of the crash in oil prices, the state sort of fell into an unambiguous recession simply because of its business model. So Sitka no longer has the state to support it, to help it maintain the infrastructure which the state to begin with endowed the town with in some way. And in this context, I mean, someone has to pay the piper. The money has to come from somewhere, but it's quite unclear exactly where all of that revenue will come from. So in this frame, maybe the increase in cruise tourism is one of the possible resolutions for the town to be able to get some more revenue. To be able to address its infrastructure requirements and all the other expenses that it has to undertake. That being said, I think the history also bears out that I don't think the history bears out that cruise tourism will sort of be the silver bullet for Sitka and overnight deliver all the economic development which a lot of people hope that it will, because it has been extremely volatile in Sitka, much more so than its other peer Southeast destinations. In 1997, for instance, you know, at a very delicate time in Sitka's post-mill economy, cruise tourism fell by a full 30%. Perhaps people remember better that between 2008 and 2014, it fell by a full 70%. And this is something that can be very financially disruptive, especially for something like infrastructure expenditures, because for that, ideally, you want a long-term plan and a kind of a predictable stream of revenue. So, you know, cruise tourism might help, and the increased revenue is certainly welcome for the town, but it's not a panacea.
Wow, this is very interesting. I love that the title of this film, Cruise Boom, kind of hints at the benefits and the potential downfalls. Booms usually don't last forever. So anyway, this sounds very interesting, and it'll be, I think, a great opportunity for Sitkins to get a taste of what you're working on. We have just a minute left, and I know that we're going to get to see a trailer for one other film. So Ottman, I wonder if you can tell us briefly what we can expect to see.
Yeah, so in addition to working with Ellen on Cruise Boom, I've also been working on a documentary in one of the smallest villages in the state called Colavan, only about 150 people, and I'm exploring how the village is being impacted by, you know, a rapidly changing climate. and how people are thinking about the changes and how they're responding to them. Yeah, and I'm very excited to screen the trailer, and thanks to Shannon for letting me do that.
Wonderful. So come out this Wednesday, July 13th, Coliseum Theater at 5:30 p.m. You can get tickets at Old Harbor Books and at the door, and maybe show up a little bit before 5:30, Shannon?
That's usually a good idea. They like to get us started off pretty quickly, yeah.
Great. And you can also check out cruiseboomfilm.com for more information about some of the work that's going on towards this documentary. Thank you, Shannon, Ellen, and Atman.
Can I fit in one line to say?
Yeah, please.
Just to let people know, this is an ongoing project. We hope to have both these films done by late fall or winter. Depends on how the editing goes and fundraising. And we want to thank everyone who's allowed us into their lives and to their work as we make this film. And I want people to know it's not a negative film on tourism. It's a we're thinking about impacts, benefits, and how the community works together to cope with change and growth.
Wonderful. And thank you.
My last line is a shout out to the founder of this festival, and that's Van Hansen, my buddy.
Wonderful. Okay, great. Well, thank you. Thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Yeah, thanks, Brooke.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.